You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This guy's on the inside. It's time to hear from Milwaukee basketball insider Gary Wolfel. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. Only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
It is that time here on the Wendy's Big Show to check in with that guy that covers the Bucks for
that
the Racine Journal Times, RacineSportsZone.com, and his very
White
own
Gary.
Website, WolfelsPressBox.com. We just call him White Gary around these parts. How are you this afternoon, White Gary?
I am doing well, trying to keep my border collie under control, but other than that...
A border collie.
It can be a handful. They're an energetic breed, are they not?
They are. You know, it's weird. If you ever saw any movies with border collies, do you ever see how they herd sheep? You know, they can do those semicircles to keep the sheep in?
Yeah.
We get the dog, and he goes in our backyard. He's doing semicircles.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, it's like, okay.
See, it's in his genes.
No, you know, Gary, and I've seen those dogs at the dog park. I go to this dog park out in Waukesha, and I've seen those border collies. I mean, they actually do that with other dogs. They try to herd them.
Herd the dogs?
Yes. It's unbelievable.
They're great dogs.
Mm-hmm.
If they're, you know, some people have told me they're like the smartest dog breed. And,
well, I don't know about that, Gary. I think I have the smartest dog breed. I've heard that, too. Yeah, I have the smartest.
German Shepherds.
No.
I took it for a walk recently and walked into a stop sign, so I don't know how smart it is.
Watch where you're walking. All right, let's get into the Bucks. We haven't talked to you other than a few minutes since Jason Kidd was fired earlier in the week. And Gary, you've reported that he had lost some of the guys in that locker room, that there was some friction between him and some players. As I was reading all the comments from all the players after Jason Kidd's firing, the following guys didn't just have sort of the backhanded praise that you have for almost any guy on his way out the door, but glowing praise for Jason Kidd. And it seems like they genuinely love Jason Kidd and enjoyed playing for him. Those guys were Giannis, Jason Terry, Eric Bledsoe, Thon Maker, and John Henson. Outside of that, I only see two prominent players with the Milwaukee Bucks. That's Chris Middleton and Jabari Parker. Jabari Parker ain't even playing. Is that who we're talking about when we say that he lost some in the locker room and there was some friction?
No, I mean, at one point, I think he alienated every player on that team, you know, and whether they, you know, came back to him, you know, some did. I mean, Giannis can say all he wants about his relationship with Jason Kidd, and they did have a good relationship at the very end, but you go back a couple of years, and it was very tumultuous. They went at each other on several occasions. You know, and you could say that for basically, I would say, at least half the team. I mean, I'll give you an example of Kidd's reputation. The other night, the Phoenix Suns were in town, and I was talking to one of the Suns players, and it wasn't Jared Dudley, and it wasn't Greg Monroe who played for him. This was a Phoenix Suns, you know, guy through and through. And we were talking about coaches, and I said, yeah, you heard about Kidd being fired today. And he goes, yeah, he's a blankety blank. You know? So he's got a reputation, trust me, around the league. And he's very strong-willed, and some people accept it, but there's a lot of guys that didn't.
Won't that guy be disappointed if he's the next Suns head coach? Oof. That would be bad for that player, whoever that is.
I don't know if you guys saw the column I wrote the other day, but, you know, speaking of the Suns, I got this from multiple sources that, you know, Kidd looked into leaving the Bucks 2 years ago to coach the Suns. So
I think it works and it's a fit. The problem is, in all of this, is what is his reputation after this? Mark Jackson after Golden State can't get another job. Mm-hmm. And we'll see what Jason Kidd's reputation is now after the fact that this is all said and done. Now, having said that, if Kidd's out of there, what does that mean now for trade deadline as far as who Wesley Edens wants at the trade deadline?
Yeah, I don't think nothing's really changed. I think Jason Kidd lost his power when John Horst came on board. I think it's John Horst's show. I know that, you know, Kidd wanted DJ Wilson in the draft, And if you did you see the video of the day of the draft?
No.
Where Kidd and Fagan are sitting next to each other in the war room. And as soon as Wilson was picked, they both smiled at each other and gave fist pumps, you know. So, but the catch there is that Horse wanted him as well. So, but, you know, it seems John Horse is the guy right now.
Yeah, I believe it when I see it. I'm struggling with this. But
what are you struggling with,
Steve? We'll see.
Owners are always going to be the owners, Steve. I mean,
I understand. You defended Herb Cole in his meddling ways, too. So, I mean, I get that. Used to go round and round on Sports Junkies back in the day about you and Herb Cole and how he's the owner. He can do what he wants. And I get that. And they're an owner, and they can do what they want, too. You can do right, but I mean, again, if you want a yes guy, and I think that's what they wanted, that's what they got. They got an inexperienced guy who's going to do whatever he wants because he wants to be a general manager in the NBA, and I'm fine with that. If they wanted a more veteran presence, then they could have had that too. Those options were available, but they didn't want pushback because that's why they chose the route they wanted to go. Now, the key for me in all this is going to be eventually Edens is going to lose his power after whatever it is, 5 years. And then Mark Lazary gets to be the guy with the last say in all of this. And then how will it all change again for the next 5 years? That's what I want to see. I mean, this is fine and dandy that we're doing this now.
I love it when you get worked up.
Well, because I'm not comfortable necessarily with everything that's happening. And now they let go another assistant coach. Apparently, Frank Johnson gets let go today, according to Jabari Parker. So that's three assistants now gone.
I can confirm that, too. I've heard it from multiple sources.
So can you confirm that, Gary?
Yeah. I mean,
Frank Johnson is gone.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the crazy thing about it is now that's the third coach, and they're all Jason Kidd guys.
The whole staff is Prunty.
But yeah, exactly. You beat me to the punch. But the whole staff is Kidd's guys, you know, and even like the people that work around them are Kidd people. So I was told yesterday that they're cleaning house, that they're not going to have very many Kidd remnants, you know, once the season is over.
But Prunty has a fair shot at the job.
Well, it's fair if he gets them into the second round of the playoffs, and then I think the owners will be hard pressed to change.
Yep, I mean, that's what I said.
Gary, let me ask you this, Gary, and maybe you can dispel this, but it feels like there may be some fractions within, and within this team where maybe some guys don't respect Giannis as much as they should. Like Giannis is a man. Maybe there are some guys in that locker room think that they're better than Giannis.
I don't know if they think they're better, but I for whatever reason, and I haven't been able to pinpoint it, but one of the players told me the other day, and it was like just out of nowhere, and he goes, "You know, we have a superstar on our team."
Right. So that's a dig.
Yes, we do.
Well, that's a dig.
Yeah, it was kind of a veiled shot at Giannis.
Yeah,
and I was a little surprised, to be honest with you. But
does it feel like you get, and this may be over the top, but does it feel like Big Dog and Ray Allen? Do we have anything like that?
You know, a little bit. But it's not coming from Jabari. I mean, you know, with Ray and Glenn, it was
Middleton.
You know, yeah, I don't even think Chris is so much, but
who else?
But there's definitely resentment in that locker room.
Yeah, doesn't it feel like it?
Yeah, and I think it is because Kidd gave Giannis the keys to do anything he wants, and apparently extended beyond the court. So, I think one thing that was brought up to me was. Remember when Giannis got in Sweeney's face a couple weeks ago?
Yes.
During the game, and he said he's going to plank him up and whatever.
Right.
Well, they didn't do anything about that. You know what I'm saying?
They
didn't ask Giannis to apologize. They didn't fine him. They didn't suspend him. And there were people in that locker room that weren't happy about that, you know?
Oh, come on.
Well, you know.
I mean, I know what you're saying, but yeah, I hear you.
Come on, Gary. How can you be surprised? These are apparently the guys that don't like getting yelled at and not comforted enough by the head coach. How can you be surprised that they're offended that the best player on the team didn't get reprimanded?
Well, I mean, I see their point, though.
Yes.
I mean, if you've got team rules, you got team rules no matter who the player is, you know? And it's one thing to do that in practice or behind closed doors, but it was, in a public venue. And, you know, some of the players didn't agree with that.
I really,
We need to get into this.
I want the season to end, to be honest with you. I want the season to end, and let's just start over next year and see what happens. Because the more I hear come out of people's mouths about this team, the more disgusted I get by the whole thing. But
hey,
that's
fine. Let me ask you a group question real quickly.
Yes.
Who would you like to see as the Bucks' next head coach?
I don't know.
Who's that?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, Gary. I don't necessarily
say Sam Cassell.
I don't necessarily have a name.
There you go. Thanks, Leroy.
I mean, I'd be okay with giving Sam Cassell a shot. I don't necessarily have a name because I don't necessarily need a retread or a guy who's proven or a guy who that's not if you get a young up and coming, you know, star in the world of coaching who's off the staff of a Steve Kerr or a Greg Popovich or one of the more
Prunty's off of Popovich's staff.
That's true, and I'd be open to Prunty. I'd be open to that. I want somebody who comes from a system and an organization that's been successful.
I want the young lady who's up at Popovich.
I'm sorry, say that again, Gary?
Go ahead, Gary.
Prunty, if he gets you to the second round, don't make the playoffs, you still want him?
No, if they don't make the playoffs, that's probably a nail in that coffin, to be honest with you.
Sparky, your choice?
I don't know. I know guys I don't want. I don't really want Jeff Van Gundy.
okay.
I'd be fine with Sam Cassell. I've been lobbying for Sam Cassell for quite a while. But to be honest with you, I'm totally confused as to like what these guys want. Fizdale?
Yeah.
Sure, whatever. It sounds like what these guys want is a guy that can roll out the ball and get out of their way and don't get on them. Giannis obviously is okay with getting on and Thon is. But some of these other guys apparently can't handle it and need to have, you know, everybody tell them how great they are. So if that's what they want, hire Mike Brown. He'll be your guy. Because, again, if that's what you're looking for, then you have to – because everybody thought Kidd was a player's coach. He didn't hold him accountable. He didn't get on him. Well, it turns out it's completely opposite, and he got on him too much and trash-talked him and everything else, and they still didn't respond, and their feelings were hurt, and they were shaking, crying naked in the fetal in the corner, apparently, at the Bradley Center. So now you have to figure out what you're going to do going forward. And it sounds like – you know what this feels like, Gary? This feels like Ned Yost and Ken Maka, where Ned was...
Somebody said the other day to me. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Ned's the guy that was kind of laid back, even though he got on him, but he was a player's coach.
They wanted a
gruff guy. So they went out and got Ken Maka, and guess what? They completely backfired because the players didn't respond. Okay, fine. Sure. So now you're in the exact opposite. You're in role reversal here. You have the guy that got on him and verbally abused him or whatever you want to call it while he was the coach, throwback style, like to the 80s and 90s. They couldn't handle it. So now what do you have to get? I mean, you have to get a guy that plays video games with them? I don't know. I mean, good luck.
Right.
I have no idea what you do here. And I'm assuming, you know, Edens has an idea of what he wants to do, and we'll see what he does.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a very tough call. But one name to keep in mind is Monte Williams.
Because he was so well the last time he coached.
Well, I'm just throwing
wasn't
it out
he
there.
So good? Oh man, he did a hell of a job with the
Bill
Hornets.
Bill Belichick wasn't very good his first time around.
That's true. Yep. Please don't compare those two ever again.
He is the guy that's being most talked about as the next head coach. I know the Orlando Magic are eventually going to fire Frank Vogel whenever John Hammond and
Gary, real quick, let me have Doc Rivers.
Oh my God,
Gary, okay. Let me have Doc Rivers.
Yeah, I mean, there's a possibility, you know, he could be available because, you know, he lost his power, you know, with the Clippers. The owner stripped him of that. And I would imagine if they don't make the playoffs, you know, Doc will be looking for another place to coach. So I think he would be a possibility. Danny Ainge came out today and just praised Doc Rivers to no end. And I'm not sure what that was all about, but... I thought the timing was interesting.
Unprompted? Unprovoked? He just got in front of a microphone and started talking about how much he loves Doc Rivers?
Yeah, I don't know if the Clippers – did the Clippers play the Celtics last night or today?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
But I think –
that would make sense. Yeah, if they asked him about his former coach. That makes sense. That's our Milwaukee basketball insider, Gary Wolfel. Find his work inside Becky Hammond.
Yeah, I want to see her get a shot too.
Find his work inside the Racine Journal Times, RacineSportsZone.com, on Twitter, @ Gary Wolfel. White Gary, always a pleasure, man. Thank you very much.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Gary Wolfel joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Great Midwest Bank, committed to personalized, common-sense lending.
At least an interview run.
Since 1935, when you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, discover the benefits of simply local banking and visit greatmidwestbank.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.